Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The focus in question time remained on the welfare of young people, with several questions for the Minister for Social Development and Employment, Paula Bennett, including this one from her Labour shadow, Annette King.
Did she advise the Prime Minister before he made the announcement about restricting 16 and 17-year-old beneficiaries from purchasing alcohol and cigarette that is already restricted by law, is illegal to sell to them? And if so, did she suggest that a hard line could be taken on those who illegally sell to minors, rather than blaming the young people?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, the restriction of cigarettes and alcohol is also extended to those that are 18 years old that are teen parents as well, through the payment card.
Paula Bennett then stood in for her Prime Minister to answer questions from Labour's Trevor Mallard, who asked her to confirm Mr Key's take on unemployment among 15 to 19-year-olds.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I stand by that 60% of 15 to 19-year-olds who are classified as unemployed in the HLFS are at school, university or some form of training.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Does he still believe that 15,000 out of 26,700 is 40%?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, I would not agree with the numbers the member's just given.
As well as disputing the actual numbers, the government and opposition were divided over their definition and source, with Paula Bennett arranging to have one of her own backbenchers ask if she had seen any reports about the HLFS, the Household Labour Force Survey. But there was no mention of it in the primary question, drawing a protest from Labour's chief whip, Rick Barker.
It is fair enough for the member to raise a matter about household labour force survey statistics if they were referred to by the minister in her question. But the minister made no reference to the matter. There is absolutely no linkage between the two whatsoever.
The speaker disagreed.
This has been one of the key issues of question time the last couple of days. It would seem to me to be unreasonable for me to be too pedantic about it.
Lockwood Smith invited Paula Bennett to answer the question.
Mr Speaker, yes, I have seen a report on statistics around the Household Labour Force Survey, and in fact I've got one where it says that David Benson Pope has put himself at odds with former Minister Steve Mahari about the reliability...
Order. No, I'm not going to allow a question like that to be used to slag off other former members or other members of this House. Nowhere in the world. The reason for allowing the question was if, in fact, valuable information for the House were to emerge in relation to this debate around the Household Labour Force Survey and young teen parents and young 15 to 19-year-old unemployed people. And if it's going to be used to just slag off another member, I'm afraid that's it.
And that's it from me. Now over to Rhys Lyon and his report from the committee rooms.
The Local Government and Environment Committee heard from the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, as she presented a report on the use of coal and its effect on climate change. Dr. Wright began by outlining where the country was heading in regards to the use of coal.
There are plans to increase the amount of lignite mined 100-fold or more and convert the lignite into three products: briquettes, those used to be called carbonates when I was young, urea, which of course is nitrogen fertiliser, and diesel, about which I am particularly concerned.
Dr. Wright said the value of coal was overstated.
Some say New Zealand cannot not afford to not exploit the lignite. I say there are better ways to go. Whatever you do with lignite, whether you burn it directly or convert it into something else, you end up with lots of unwanted carbon dioxide, of course, the major greenhouse gas.
The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment said ramping up coal use would see New Zealand grossly overshoot its carbon reduction commitments agreed upon at Copenhagen in 2009.
Our commitment was to 10 to 20% below 1990 levels by 2020. But instead of 10 to 20% below, government projections are for 30% above. That's a really big gap, and that is without large-scale development of lignite.
Dr. Wright said New Zealand's pristine image was at stake.
Yes, we can buy carbon credits offshore to make up the difference, but being so dependent on carbon reductions in other countries is a poor look for a country that brands itself internationally as clean and green.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, presenting a report on the use of coal and its effect on climate change to the Local Government and Environment Committee.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.